I was looking at the Humble Bundle offering recently. They've done a deal with IDW to produce a bundle of Doctor Who comic books. They've offered you series 1, 2 and 3.
The entire series?
The entire series. Mm-hmm. Plus the 11 Doctors special mm-hmm. for the 50th anniversary. Plus The Girl Who Loved Doctor Who. So you get all those, and there are promises of more to come if you pay more than the average amount offered in the Humble Bundle. Clearly this is IDW sort of, in a certain sense, clearing out their stock because they won't be producing any more Doctor Who comic books. The Beeb has reclaimed the rights to Doctor Who comic books, and whether they're issuing their own or passing the rights on to another group, I don't know. But these look very interesting because, of course, series 1, 2, and 3 dealt with the new Doctors. And then the.
As in Christopher Eccleston onwards?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
And it looked quite well produced, so I thought it was worth shelling out $15 to $20 to get the collection. I mean, Humble Bundle. Usually good value, and in this case, of course, you're downloading PDFs or various other format, EPUB, whatever, copies of these things. And they also tossed in an Android Doctor Who game with 10 of the Doctors unlocked or something. So if I ever get an Android device, I can try it out. I mean, if you haven't seen these things before, it's probably a good value bundle. But as with many Humble Bundles, if you've already had some of these things, you might think, well, I've seen this already. I've got most of these things.
Yeah, the Doctor Who bundle was good. I've been disappointed with what I've been doing in ebook bundles and so on lately. But mm-hmm. I mean, when they do an ebook bundle and half of them appear to be books that have been released on Creative Commons, I'm not real. And then they say this is worth $120, and no, it's not. It's worth somewhat less than that.
We did quite well in one of those ebook bundles.
We did the first one. They Lauren did was absolutely superb. And I got a lot of books. And then they did a couple of others, and they got Corey's books in them, and Corey's releases Creative Commons, and I'm quite happy to pay Corey for them, so it's not a big deal. It's just that in terms of value, when you say this is worth $120, and that's because a free book has been listed, or a book that's available free has been listed as worth $20, and so on through the thing, I start to be a bit uncomfortable.
That does seem a little dodgy.
Yeah, and they tend to have a bit of duplication, where you often see the same things in three or four bundles, and that gets a bit odd. And that said, I still enjoy them. It's just that I've moved up to some of the other bundles more, and I mean, I get the story bundle for people who just like ebooks is quite nice, and the game music bundle is good, and the one I really like at the moment is Vodo, which is another. But Vodo's an artist bundle, so it's a mix of elements. It's got the last bundle I got was this SF bundle. Mm-hmm. It contained a lot of material. It took me forever to download it all. It had something like 6 short films, some of which were really, really good. It had, I think, about 4 or 5 albums on there. It had some games. It had some ebooks. It was a mix of a lot of different types of media. Mm. But those short films, some of them are really superb.
Yeah. They're talking about doing a bundle a day for the next few weeks.
So. Yes, I've noticed they're doing it on Humble Bundle. It looks promising.
So does that mean they're reviving some old bundles, perhaps?
Oh, there'll be a bit of repetition again. But again, okay, in being a bit critical, but please, I've got every major bundle that they've ever released. So I've got to read. But my criticism in part comes from I've been supporting for so long and wish to continue doing it.
Yes.
And it just gets harder when you see a bundle and you think, but I got that in the bundle, in that bundle, and that bundle, and that bundle. And what
for
I
those of us who aren't completists like Adam.
So, yeah.
That's understandable, which is a problem with a lot of compilations of anything in
the internet. Yeah, you get
duplications. Yeah.
And to be honest, what I'm taking is, well, if I'm paying it again, then I can honestly and fairly give it to a friend who I think will enjoy that. So I use it that way.
Yep.
Excellent. So that's humblebundle.com, is it?
Vodo, I think, is vodo.net or vodo.com, something along those lines. It's well worth checking out if you haven't seen it. And there's a whole lot of other bundles floating around, and they're great. It's a really good idea.
Excellent.